Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Andrew Roseman from the Parks and Recreation Division. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Parks and Recreation back in action, making sure we don't spend all of our winter time inside.
Right.
Just in the gloom.
Yep.
Lots of stuff happening. Basketball just wrapped up yesterday.
Yeah,
correct?
Last night we had our women's championship game, which was really exciting. And City League basketball has now come to a close. Thank you to everyone who helped make that happen. It was really exciting to see people playing basketball and getting that program up again.
Yeah, back up and running. It's nice to have these, like, the tried and true things getting back into action, like city basketball. And next sport on the docket is volleyball.
Volleyball, yep. So we have registration for City League Volleyball now open. Teams and individuals are invited to register. That registration is closing on January 30th. We're hoping to get teams and players registered by then. Mm-hmm. And games will begin the 5th. An earlier announcement said the 29th, but we're going to do the 5th to give us some time to make the schedule and get everything good to go for that. So that's super exciting. The team registration cost is $75 per, or the player is $75 mm-hmm. per player. Team sponsor is $450.
Okay. So this, until January 30th, this is if individuals want to, or teams want to start playing, and then you said also for sponsors too, so if there's businesses in town who want to, you know, get their name on a jersey or what have you?
Yep, to sponsor a team and help make that happen.
Got it.
The all divisions are co-ed, which is really cool, and there are three divisions, power, upper, and lower, and that is just most competitive to least competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, so there's a spot for everyone.
Yes, there's a spot for everyone, depending on your level of experience and how hard you want to go playing volleyball.
Okay. Yeah. So so if you're just an individual who, like, I've never done City League whatever before, you don't have to, you said you don't have to be on a set team already. You can just say, like, I'm just interested and, you know, here's, you know, how serious I want to take it.
Right.
And Parks and Rec will place you accordingly.
Yes. Okay. You can fill out a player registration and just note that you want to be in a player's pool, and then we'll help you find a good team.
Cool.
Yeah.
So for registration, then, this is all online?
Yes, you can either do it online or in person. We have a really nifty site that we're doing online registration for, which is a bit different than City League Basketball, which is exciting. So interested players and teams can go to recreation@cityofsitka.com mm-hmm. and fill out an online player and team registration and pay online. You can also go to the City of Sitka website, cityofsitka.com, and go to the Parks and Rec page, and we have printable, fillable forms.
Nice.
If that's more convenient. And then you can drop them off at the Blatchley office where I'm at, or downtown at the utilities office at the city.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And as long as you do that by January 30th, then things can get rolling,
can
ideally
get
on time.
Yes.
Yeah. So how, what is, so the first game ideally will be, you said about on the fifth.
Yeah.
So how long is the season?
Yeah. The season we're projecting to go into April. It kind of depends on how many teams are playing and how long it takes to get through. Each team will do 12 regular season games and then a double elimination tournament at the end. So depending on how long that takes, but we're looking at April.
Okay.
And games will be happening between 1 and 6 on Sundays, and then between 7:45 and 9:45 Monday through Thursday. And teams can expect to play once or twice a week.
Okay. So it's not like every evening 7:45
right.
and 9:45. Just 1 to 2 nights a week, ideally.
Right.
And that's just for games. So it's up to the each team to decide how much they want to practice outside
right.
of that.
Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So let's see. So it was $75 per person. And that's for if you have already figured out who your team is, or if you're just, you know, putting your hat in the ring. $450 if you want to be a sponsor for teams all through cityofsitka.com or recreation@cityofsitka.com.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that's just one aspect of the things that Parks and Rec has going on. So what else is coming up?
So some other events that are coming up that I'm excited to share about are a teen open gym happening this Saturday at Blatchley from 7 to 9. That's sponsored by the Alaska Children's Trust. That's going to be free of charge. We're inviting teens to come out and participate in an open gym. We'll have open skate, ping pong tables, and karaoke, which nice. I'm super excited about.
I don't remember hearing karaoke being on those open teen nights before. That sounds like a little too much fun.
We'll see how it goes. I'm excited to see what teens of Sitka have to offer.
Right on. Yeah. So that's happening at Blatchley this Saturday. Yep. What was the time for that?
7 to 9.
7 to 9 at Blatchley. Excellent.
Yeah.
And there's other things happening. Like Saturdays is going to be a happening day at Blatchley.
Saturdays are happening day. So every Saturday, we have open skate from 2 to 3:15, and we have family open recreation from 3 to 4:30. Interested families and individuals are able to come to Blatchley and purchase like an individual pass, or we have punch passes with 5 or 10 like punches so that you can just bring your card and like, you know.
Yeah, you don't have to go through the rigmarole every Saturday.
Right.
Is the cost for, is there like a discount for families, or it's all based on like if adults and children entrance fees?
Yeah, so the drop-in admission for youth is $381. For adults, it's $762. And for families, it's $1,143. And that's all pre-tax, so tax is added after.
Okay.
And it comes out to an even 4, 8, and 12. And then, yeah, if you're doing 5 or 10 punches, like there's a discounted rate
The
more. Yeah.
Awesome. So for things like the open family recreation, is that's going to be... like the gym is open and what is open rec versus like open skate?
Open skate is in the MPR. We offer our skates. You're also able to bring your own skates, and we just do a skating.
Roller rink style.
Yeah,
nice.
In the MPR. And then family open recreation, we have a bunch of our parks and rec equipment out. So we've got volleyballs, basketballs, ping pong tables, like hula hoops, just... Mm-hmm. A bunch of equipment, and we just bring it out. You can request, you know, whatever you want to use. Awesome. It's just a time to let off some steam and play around and have fun. Yeah.
And it's great that not only you have open skate for people who just want to focus on that, but the open family recreation. So you're like, you've got designated time for whole family to.
Yeah. That's all ages. Everyone is invited to come to open recreation.
And that's every Saturday?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yep. Oh, every Saturday, and all this is happening at Blatchley Middle School.
Yep.
And so what else? I mean, you think before we went on air, you said not only do we have Saturdays with open skate, open family recreation, and then this Saturday, the teen open gym. On Tuesdays, we've got basketball as well.
We're really excited. We're also adding 35 and older open basketball. We had a request from one of the open or the City League basketball teams to do a 35 and older focused basketball night. So we're excited to start doing that. Not this Tuesday, but starting next Tuesday, 7:45 to 9:15.
On next Tuesday being the 31st of January.
Yes, right. Cool. Yeah.
For that open basketball, that's just like pickup games. You don't have to, you know, be on a team to register in
advance.
Yeah,
those are just pickup games. Yeah.
Got it. Well, that's... Shoot, it's a crazy schedule you got coming up.
It is happening over at Parks and Rec. We're really excited to be offering all of this programming for the people of Sitka.
Yeah, back at it.
Yeah.
So for folks who they didn't have a notepad this morning to take down all these notes, cityofsitka.com, and just go ahead to like the recreation page of that, and that's got all this fun information.
Yeah, we have registration forms. You're also able to contact us by emailing recreation@cityofsitka.org and ask me about any of those things I was talking about this morning, or by calling 907-747-4031.
Awesome. So the biggest deadline, I guess, coming up is the volleyball registration for City League. That has to be done by next Monday, January 30th.
Yes.
And that's through the same things you just mentioned, the email or on the website, $75 per person. Sponsors can sponsor teams for $450. And for the next fun thing coming up, it's this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And every Saturday henceforth, there's going to be fun things with Parks and Rec.
Definitely.
Excellent. This is it's so great to have things back in action. And it's I always really get a kick out of how many people come out of the woodwork to play different City League games? I'm like, I had no idea you even like you knew how to play these games and stuff. And people are like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I felt like I had a very expansive Sitka community, too, before, you know, I started doing Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. But I just got to meet all the City League basketball people. And I feel like I've just branched out further into Sitka, which is super fun, and know more people. So I'm excited to see what volleyball has to bring and offer too.
It'll be a great time. All right. Andrew Roseman with Parks and Recreation. Thanks for coming in this morning and for making all these fun things back on our calendars.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.